20 years ago, daddy knew a man called Cotton Eye Joe. Where'd you come from? Where'd you go? Where did you come from, you Cotton Eye Joe?
Be right back, man. How about that? How about that, Bruce? Yeah, there's. Yeah, like I said. So, how many fiddle players do we have out there tonight? Oh, we got a few. Let's see. What is that? That about 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, 45. That's great. That's great. Well, you know, I get to stand right next to Bruce, and I can't figure out what he's doing either. But, man, I just, you know, it's just nice to hear. You know, so. Actually, we're going to do a tune together that I was lucky enough to record with Bruce on his Rounder, that latest Rounder CD. And what is that called?
It's called Poor Man's Troubles. And named after a fiddle tune from West Virginia. It's not that I feel sorry for myself or anything. I could not be happier at this moment, to tell you the truth.
Even though as a... Bruce used to be a hydraulics engineer, and after switching to music as a full-time occupation, his income has skyrocketed to three figures annually.
Yeah. You know what they say, play old-time fiddle, make tens of dollars.
Actually, Bruce is transcending that category. He's up to dozens, actually.
I don't tell him, it might be somebody from the IRS out there. Well, here's a tune that comes from, from several different sources, just an old song, kind of, it celebrated the advent of, machinery coming in with the Industrial Revolution, but I just decided that was too happy, and being a good progressive that I am, I changed the words to make it a criticism of the fact that that machinery had entered and kept people from working their hands to the bone.
Bummer.
And so, maybe we better just play. This is called Peg and All.